We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Happy to welcome in the Saints' newest draft pick. Welcome into the black and gold, Christian Boyd. Just describe in a few words what it was like hearing your name called on draft day.
It was an amazing feeling. You know, I'm sitting here with my friends and family, and, you know, I couldn't be more happier, especially going to a great organization like the New Orleans Saints, an historic organization, and, you know, I just can't wait to get ready.
Christian, I'm here with former Saints running back Deuce McAllister, also our NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. We got our team here for our Draft Fest coverage. Going to hand you over to Deuce McAllister right now.
Sounds good.
Christian, where are you at right now? I know you said you were with your friends and family, but where is that?
Back home in Kansas City.
Oh, so you're in KC. So how often have you been down to New Orleans, or what do you know about the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana?
I've only been to New Orleans one time, and that was for a 30 visit with the Saints. And, you know, I had a great time being down there. And, you know, I don't really know much about it, but, you know, I feel like just the vibe I got from around the people, you know, I feel like I could fit in really well. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, I could definitely, you know, touch down there and, you know, have a great time.
When you visited down here, who did you spend the most time? Was it with the D-line coach, DC? Did you guys get up on the whiteboard and talk a little bit, football, a little shop, just trying to figure out, you know, how all of that went for you and how was the feeling that you felt, you know, once you met with him, hey, look, yes, I can rock here.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely – I was with the D-line coaches the most of the time. You know, we had really great meetings. You know, they asked me about my personal life, and then we got on the board, you know, and, you know, they walked me through their playbook, and I did really well in that. And, you know, they said it would be a great match to have me. And, you know, the opportunity to come for the Saints to come grab me, and they did. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy.
Christian, Mike Dettillier from WWL. One of the things with you is you've never been, you know, people come into the college world and the professional world all differently, but you weren't that five-star recruit, and you weren't that early-round pick, but you played a game. Like, you got a chip on your shoulder every snap. And, man, I enjoyed watching you. And your ability to get off a block and leverage skills. So, kind of, how did you pick that up? Because that's not something, like, you all of a sudden learn. The technical part of the game. But you have gotten really good at it. Who's been the biggest influence on you from the technique standpoint?
Definitely my defensive line coach at UNI, Coach Bryce Top. You know, he's an amazing coach, an even better person. But, you know, we work tirelessly hours and hours every week critiquing my technique. And, you know, I definitely want to be where I'm at without him.
This is Mike Haas, Christian. I'm the play-by-play voice. We're just trying to answer. We got a little bit of noise here at our supermarket. Have you talked to Trevor Penning? What has been your conversations with him, either before, during, or after?
I haven't talked to Trevor much recently, but when I went down for that 30 visit, you know, I had a really good time, and then I came back, and then, you know, I talked to Trevor, and, you know, he just told me about how he loves it down there, and, you know, he feels like I could fit the scheme and fit the system of and being a New Orleans Saint, and, you know, it actually happened, and he actually was training with me when I was training for the pre-draft process at Training House for a couple of weeks, so we talked a few times there and had some really good conversations, and, you know, God's blessing, you know, I'm in this position now.
Well, I know that your friends, I assume you know as well, but I know your friends have reminded you that even though the dates haven't come out, that you'll be making a trip to Kansas City this year, Saints against the Chiefs,
yeah.
So that'll be interesting for you and your friends.
Yeah, you know, I already got that circled in my mind, so I can't wait.
Christian, just wondering for you, what's that mentality for you playing in the trenches?
I feel like I understand that, you know, it's the trenches. It's a battle every single play, every single snap. you know, whether it's practice and a game and walkthrough, you know, I got to bring it. You know, I'm playing against grown-ass men who's trying to feed their families, and, you know, I understand that, and, you know, I can't wait to go in there and compete.
Christian, I picked it up when you said it, and I kind of lost track of him. Bryce Pop, the former NFL player, it was a guy who played, man, I remember him with the Packers, and he played with the Bills, Jaguars, Vikings. So you got taught by a former NFL sort of stand-up defensive end outside linebacker. Man, that's great in the development that you get taught by a guy who has played the game at the highest level.
For sure. I mean, like I said, Coach Pop is a great coach. He understands what it takes to get to the next level. He said it wasn't no magic pill. I'm not just going to get drafted at UNI without putting in the work. And so, you know, I understood that. I went and put in the work extra in the weight room, work extra in the film room, work extra outside of practice. And, you know, with his help, you know, he helped me get to this point.
Christian, coming to the city of New Orleans, how much do you know about it, the fan base, and the culture of the Saints?
I mean, I know y'all got an amazing fan base. And, you know, I know you guys are known for food. So, you know, I'm a big dude, and, you know, I can't wait to go down there and try everything.
looking at some of your off-the-field hobbies, what does Christian Boyd like to do in his downtime?
You know, I like to hang out with my friends, family. I like to play video games and, you know, really just stay in that weight room. I mean, that's what I love to do. Even after outside of football, I'm going to be in that weight room. So that's what I like to do.
Christian, I don't know if they've asked you, and I apologize if they have. You were not invited to the combine, right?
No, sir.
So when you had your pro day, when you had your – I mean, that must have been a big deal for you because this was your shot, right? This was your shot. And I think Mike said you pumped the iron about 38 times.
I think it was 37 or 38, right, Christian?
38, yes, sir.
But, I mean, that was your day, right? That was your moment to show them, hey, I got what it takes.
Yeah, and, you know, I actually tweaked my hamstring a few days before that, so I could only do bench. So, you know, I had my friends, family there, had my teammates there, and, you know, I had to show out in some way. And then a couple weeks after that, I ended up doing my pro day at Iowa in front of the scouts, did everything, and, you know, I did really well. And, you know, I'm glad I got the opportunity.
Christian, what's the one thing maybe you've worked on the most in the offseason since the football season ended for you?
Definitely my feet work. My footwork and my hand speed, you know, when it comes to pass rushing, because I know that, you know, that's how you stay in the league, you know, getting to that quarterback. And, you know, I've been trying to improve that point of my game, that facet of my game as much as possible.
Become the MMA fighter in the middle.
Yep.
One thing we ask of all the Saints' new draft picks is you got to give us, Christian, your biggest, loudest hoot at to welcome yourself to the Saints Nation.
I got you. Who that? Let's go, New Orleans. Let's go.
All right. Well, good job, Christian.
Christian Boyd, definitely appreciate the time. We'll be seeing you soon on the practice field, and best of luck to you here in New Orleans.
Thank you. Can't wait to be down there. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.